Academic Aesthetic for Monday. Oh, what day is it? Hold on. Okay. It's been one of those days. I've forgotten what day it is. It's Monday. It's the last Monday in October. Please forgive me. I can't look it up right now because I happen to be driving. I haven't been podcasting a lot lately, probably in a few months, mostly because I've been rather busy with a lot of stuff. And partially because my nifty new audio recorder that I have has the gain turned up really high. Any recording I do while I'm driving doesn't work very well. There's a lot of background noise. I'm going to have to buy an external microphone for it, I'm sure, but I haven't had the chance to go and buy one. So I'm using GCast to record this, and I'll pull the audio from there and then upload it to my website, academicaesthetic.com. Let's get through this intro again. Okay, this Monday, the last Monday in October, this is Aaron Smith, the art guy, and you're listening to The Academic Aesthetic. And boy, I'm busy. Well, first, I'd like to talk about a few of the projects that I'm working on that I have planned out so far. The one that I am most psyched about is Art Club for this year. It's taken me a little bit longer to plan it, partially because I've been putting a lot of things on my plate. But this is going to be good. This is my first year where it will be primarily focused on digital photography, both still and moving images. I touched on this in previous art clubs. I always had them taking pictures for something or had my video camera out, and I did show them how to edit video in previous years. But this year, that's going to be the primary focus. It's not going to be drawing, painting, sculpture. It's going to be photography. Now, there will be a little bit of drawing, a little bit of painting, a little bit of sculpture in it probably, but that's not going to be the primary focus. Any of those projects that we do will have a direct tie-in to photography, particularly digital photography, but there's a lot of crossover between film and digital. So, like composition, if I'm talking about how to arrange a photo, well, that can be any art lesson, really. You're always talking about arrangements in an art project. So I'm really excited about that. We have digital cameras that I'm allowed to use for the art club meeting. Not enough for every student to have their own, but enough that we'll be able to divide into small groups of as few as two kids per camera. And even then, we might have a few times where a kid has the camera all by themselves. The website is set up for it. I'll be uploading their photos to Flickr, and this is going to turn out very nice. Another project that I have in the works, the next building I'm going to, as you may recall, I'm in multiple buildings. The next building on my list for visiting, the technology coordinator at that building really likes me. And we are collaborating on an upcoming project where students will be researching Native American tribes. It's part of their sixth grade curriculum. And instead of just doing normal research where you fill out a worksheet and then create a flyer, well, they're still going to create the flyer, but instead of filling out a worksheet, we're going to have them edit a wiki. Since I happen to know a good deal about wikis, I'll be setting that up for them. I'll be taking them through the faces. I'll be creating a template that they'll be able to start off with so they have part of it still in the blank, but I'm probably going to leave some of it open-ended. We haven't planned the whole thing for that out yet. We're still at the stage where the technology coordinator is asking me a lot of questions about how we could do this, since I'm more familiar with wikis than she is at this point. And I'm really looking forward to that as well. I think that's going to end up being really good. I've done another project with a different sixth grade recently where we created our own card game. And the students created the cards. It was for a focus on predators versus prey. And they had to give each animal a score based on where they were in the food chain or in the food web. If they were higher, they would get a higher score. An apex predator, for example, would get a score of 100. if an animal ate nothing but, you know, pretty much decaying organic matter like a worm, well, that might have a score of 1. And most animals would fall somewhere in between those. And I'm really happy with those as well. I took a bunch of pictures. I need to upload those to the wiki that those students were using. Those sixth graders didn't edit the wiki. It was mainly a space that I created for them to go to for research material, for links to research and stuff like that, for lists of animals. And then from there, they researched everything. So it was more of a web quest than an actual wiki. But you know what? It worked. I need to upload those pictures, and once I have, I'll post a link to that as well. So, I'm doing a lot of stuff with technology this year. I'm very happy about that. I'm still doing lessons that don't involve technology at all. For example, just today I did a lesson on animal adaptations with some first graders, and my visual aids were their memory. I told them to think about the animals they've been learning about. I didn't even hook my iPod up to a TV to show them pictures for that lesson. And you know what? It was still good. I'm comfortable with as little or as much technology as I have available. I just try to use the right tool for the right job. And really, isn't that what we're supposed to do anyway? So, that's what I've been doing and what I'm planning on doing. There was some other stuff I wanted to talk about as well. I apologize if this is getting to be a bit of a long ramble. It's sort of like a brain dump, if you will, of everything that's been going on in my life lately. And, you know, I hear a lot of podcasts that are like that, and I still find them interesting. So I hope you do, too. And if you don't, then I don't know why you're still listening to this. But I'm glad that you are, if you are. And if you aren't, I'll never know anyway. Well, something else I wanted to talk about was the Discovery Educator Network and my status as a STAR Den educator. I think that's a bit redundant because the word education is in the word den. But never mind. In order to maintain my status as a STAR member of Discovery Educator Network, I had to attend at least 2 events in the past year. And I've received multiple notices asking me to register this 2 events. My problem is, I don't think I attended 2 events in the past year. I went to the PEC pre-conference in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and believe me, when I say it was a total blast, and I'm willing to do that every year I can do it. But I don't think I went to any other events. I didn't go to the National Den Conference because there was a registration fee, and I was a little tight on funds at the time. I didn't participate in any of the webinars last year because they were always scheduled for a Wednesday afternoon, and my art club met, go figure, on Wednesday afternoon. And I just wasn't able to do both of them at the same time. And if given the choice, I'm going to spend time with my students more than spend time with just other teachers. So I think I only did 1 thing last year. Now, I did present at MICA, and then was at MICA. I don't know if that counted. So, I'm probably going to lose my STAR status. This is a little disconcerting for me. I like being, you know, cream of the crop and boost my ego and everything. But I have to sit down and think about it. How much do I gain from being a STAR educator? Well, I get discounts on some things, but a lot of those things are either incredibly expensive, I already have, or a little bit of both. Like, LCD projectors were one of the things where we could have gotten on a discounted rate. And Prince George's County bought an LCD projector for every classroom teacher in Prince George's County. They all have them. And I might not be a classroom teacher, but I teach in those classrooms, and they have them, so I can use them. I don't need my own. I also get to attend events like PEC, and if I end up missing out on the pre-conference, well, that will be a disappointment. That will be probably the one thing that I really regret if I am not able to maintain my STAR status, if they decide you're not a STAR educator. You do not get to attend the pre-conference for free. Okay, I'll be bummed about that. But in the long run, there are other conferences I attend. There's a lot of conferences I attend via podcast, like the K-12 online conference. So, yes, I'll be missing out, but I can live with that. I just won't be happy about it. I have also submitted proposals for more than one conference. I've submitted a proposal for the PTC conference. I don't know if I'll be approved or not. I will be submitting for MICA this year. I haven't seen any email from MICA saying they're open for submissions yet. And the last time I went to the website, which was about a month ago, I should probably check again, they still had information for last year's session, including keynote speakers Hal Davidson and David Warlick. So unless they are the keynote presenters again this year and they're giving the exact same presentation, they haven't updated it as of yet. So I don't know if I'll be presenting for those two conferences. I'm hoping I will be, because if for no other reason, I get to hear the sound of my own voice. And I get in the conference for free, so I get to hear the sound of other people's voices as well without having to pay any money other than for gas and or parking, since I happen to have family in an area not in Hershey but close to Hershey, and I happen to live not that far away from Baltimore, I'd be able to attend both of them without staying at a hotel. There's another conference that I honestly don't know if I'm presenting at. I think I am. There's a conference called Powering Up the Technology, and I've been there the past 2 years. I presented last year, and I presented the year before as well, yes. And I hope I'm presenting this year as well. I did submit a proposal, and the day I submitted the proposal, one of the people who runs the conference emailed me and asked if I was going to be presenting. So I'm really optimistic about it, but I haven't seen anything carved in stone saying, yes, Aaron Smith will be presenting at this session. So if I am presenting there, that will be awesome. I'm going to be presenting almost the same presentation at each of the three conferences, assuming that I am approved for them. Again, focusing on digital photography. I think that digital photography is a great way to motivate students and reinforce whatever curriculum you may have. And it's not something that has to be a year-long activity, although those are incredibly cool. I don't think that's necessary. And I think that if I gave a presentation saying, okay, here's how you can do this every day for the whole year, I think that might be very intimidating to a whole lot of teachers, particularly teachers who are new to digital photography or photography in general in a school-type setting. You may have just heard a bus going by. So I don't want to focus on that. I'm going to give information about that because I intend to be teaching digital photography all year long with my art club. But sometimes all you can do is a one-shot lesson, and it's enough to get your feet wet, enough to realize, hey, you know what, this isn't so bad. Maybe next year I'll try doing something a little more often, maybe every week or every month or so. We'll see. So I'm going to include a little bit of both, one-shot lessons for a variety of subjects and grade levels, plus ideas for a year-long curriculum of digital photography. Granted, this probably isn't really going to appeal to a high school teacher who already teaches digital photography all year long. Those that do, I'm a little jealous. Not because of their high school position. I taught high school for many years, and as I tell people, wild horses could not drag me back into a high school classroom. It's fun, it's just not for me. I prefer elementary. I prefer seeing the growth from kindergarten through sixth grade. And I can do high school level lessons with a lot of those sixth graders, and younger even. So maybe the high school visual photography teacher wouldn't be interested in what I have to say. They might mine my notes for a few ideas, but other than that, I might be mining them for ideas if they attended, and I might start asking them questions. But teachers who are not high school digital photography teachers. I'm hoping we'll find my workshop very interesting. I'm hoping that they'll get ideas for how they could take this portion of visual art and tie it in with their lesson, because really, art relates to everything. That's why this podcast is on art, education, and technology, and everything in between, because I think art relates to everything, and technology also relates to everything, and education, well, that just goes without saying. If it didn't relate to anything besides education, then what would be my purpose as a teacher in the first place? My job as an art teacher is not teach other people how to be art teachers, with the exception of you yourself becoming a lifelong learner. Now, I have had kids tell me that they want to be an art teacher when they grow up. That's great. They don't all need to be. I don't expect them to be. But when they're done with my lessons, when they have moved on, I expect them to know about good color choices. I expect them to know about how to arrange things on a canvas or in a diorama or in a room to make them look more aesthetically pleasing. And now I'm totally rambling. So I'm going to wrap this up here. I hope that there are people still listening to this. I hope that if you are in the area of Hershey or Baltimore or Prince George's County Public Schools, you are able to attend one of my workshops. I hope I'm teaching a workshop at one of these things. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Until next time, stay subscribed. Stay subscribed. I'll try to podcast a little more than once every 6 months. Have fun. Study well. This is Aaron Sestierka, signing off.